Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Matzaru Vashivya. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara talked a little bit about Mashkin Megulin, Peiros Megulin. This was a very big deal, B'mei Chazal, Chamira Sakante Mei Sura, and it involved any mashkin or peiros, different things that were left exposed overnight because of a chashash that a nachash may have deposited some venom into this oichel or into this mashka. Chazal said that you're not allowed to eat or drink from it. Shulchan Aruch says, Ha'idna, delay shchichin, nechashin, v'akrabim, this is not noyeg, the Vilna Gaon, this is all raid that we spoke about yesterday, 7.5 years ago. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a braisa that elaborates on the laws of Megulim. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Mayim sheniskalu, Mayim that was left exposed overnight, there's a chashash now that a nachash may have deposited some venom. Hareza lo yishpechem b'shus harabim. Meaning, not only could you not drink this water, but you're not even allowed to pour the water into a public area. The reason is because we're afraid that somebody may be walking barefoot on top of the water. The water is going to make contact with that person's skin. That's not the punchline. The punchline is it's going to penetrate the skin via that contact. It's going to make its way into the bloodstream, and it can be very, very dangerous. Additionally, a person's not allowed to use this water to settle the dust in the ground. So this is old school, but once upon a time, in dusty houses, people would pour water just to settle the dust. That too is something you're not allowed to do. Again, because you don't want this water on the floor, lest somebody walk barefoot and it's going to penetrate his body. A person should not knead dirt, mud, clay, tar with this water. And the reason is because it's going to be on your hand. And if it's going to be on your hand, again, it's going to potentially harm you. And you're not allowed to give it to drink, loy behemte, not your behemo, loy behemas chaveroi, nor you're allowed to use it to give it for behemas chaver. Now, why not allowed to give it to behemte? So the Rishonim say different pshatim. One pshat the Rishonim say is it's going to mazik the behem. If it's going to be mazik the behem, you're going to be over the lav in the Torah called bal tashlis. Another reason the Rishonim say is that you're going to give it to the behemo, then you're going to shech the behemo, you're going to eat the behemo, and when you eat the behemo, klisheni, you're going to be eating now this mashkim that's megulim. Either way, you're not allowed to use it for behemtoy. Additionally, you're not allowed to use it for behemas chaver. Now, why can't you use it for behemas chaver, right? So, first things first, b'chlal masayimana. If you can't give it to your behema because of the aforementioned reasons, then you shouldn't be able to give the behemas chaveroi for those reasons either. But if the price is singled out behemas chaveroi, it means there's a special reason for behemas chaveroi. And that, the Rishonim say, is simply because of bava kama reasons. Because you're a mazik. If you're going to give it to behemas chaveroi, there's a bava kama component. We'll see a little bit about this in the Gemara. And it's for that reason that's not going to be okay. So, not behemtoi because either bal tashchis or you may end up eating it via the behema, v'loy behemas chaveira, you have those reasons, but in addition to that, you also have the svar of mazik. Now, why do you even have to mention loy behemas chaveira? I mean, it's very nice. There's like a third reason that pertains only to behemas chaveira. But at the same time, once I know loy behemtoi, then included in that is v'loy behemas chaveri. Or you could just simply say v'loy yashke behemas behema, period. So Tois asked the Kasha, and Tois says that it's the derech of the Tana sometimes, sayin the Mishnah, sayin the Braiso, to talk in the oifen of zu ve'ein tzarech loy marzu. So it's true, there would have been a more concise way of saying it, but in the spirit of a zu ve'ein tzarech loy marzu, I'm going to tell you a bigger chiddush and then say, oh, and it goes without say, the lesser chiddush, the Tana said loy behemtoy, and then afterwards loy behemas chaver. Additionally, v'yirchatz behem panav yodav ragal. You're not allowed to use this water not to wash your hands, not to wash your face, and not to wash your feet. Achirim oimrim, achirim said makom shiyesh sirta aser, that you're not allowed to wash yourself with this mayim. However, it's only a part of your guf that has a sirta. So a sirta, Rashi says, is a sedek. It's like a crease because we're concerned that the venom is going to enter the crease, it's going to sit there for a little bit, and then it's going to enter your guf. If, however, in sirta, you want to expose a part of your body that doesn't have a sirta, mutter, it's going to be mutter. And the reason is, because as much as we're concerned that if this mayim, megulim, is going to come in contact now with the guf, it's going to penetrate the guf into the bloodstream and potentially cause harm, it's only a chashash if the point of contact with the guf is a makim sheyesh sirta. And the reason is because it doesn't happen right away, says Rashi. It takes a little bit of time for it to happen. So if there's a part of the guf that it can settle, sit there for a little bit, then enter the guf, that's when we have this chashash. Otherwise not. So again, the Tanakama said, as it relates to not bathing with this water, v'lo yirchatz behen panav yadav v'raglav, Achirim said that that's not the rule. But rather, makim sheyesh sirta aser ein sirta mutar. Freit the Gemara, Achirim hainu Tanakama. Aren't Achirim and the Tanakama saying the same? Rashi says, because really the parts of the guf that have sirta are panav yadav v'raglav. So the Tanakama said, lo yirchatz behen panav yadav v'raglav. Achirim said, makim sheyesh sirta. It's the same exact thing, says the Gemara, it's not true. It could be now, there is an afgamina, gav hayad, the top of the hand, the gav haregel, the top of the foot, the rumni da'api, and the cheekbones. That's pun of yad of Iraglov, and according to the Tanakhama, would be aser, but there's no creases. So for example, think of your hand, your creases are in your palm, right? But on the top of your hand, you don't have any creases. So according to the Tanakhama, it's going to be aser. According to Achirim, it's going to be mutter. That's where chaps and afgamina. Either way, this concludes the Braisa. What did the Braisa essentially say? It expanded a little bit on the laws of Mayim Megulam. So the Gemara is going to take it apart for only three lines. Amar Mar. Lo Yashke Mehem Loi Behemtav Loi Behemus Chaver. So one of the things that we mentioned in the Braisa was, they're not allowed to take this water and you're not allowed to give your behemoth to drink from it. You're not allowed to give behemoth Chaver. And let's chazer over. You're not allowed to give behemtai. Why? We said two svaras that the Rishonim say. One svar is Bal Tashchis. You may be hurting the animal. Number two, you may end up eating the flesh of the animal, drink the milk of the animal, and indirectly make contact yourself, violate the iser of drinking the Mayim Megulam. When it comes to Behemis Chaveroi, it's Yehuda V'Oidlakra. In addition to these reasons, there's a Zuvein Tzarech Le'Mazu, there's a Chayshem Mishpa component, there's also a Mazik component. But the Gemara has a problem with all this. But Tanya, we learned in a Braiska, Avo Mashkei Yodo Behemis Atzmai, that if you want to feed it to your own Behemah, you can't. Now, notice the Braiska says only Behemis Atzmai, Behemis Chaveroi, not. That's because of Bava Kama reasons. But if you want to do it to your own Behemah, there's no Batash Cheshmen, and there's no concern, cliche, you may end up eating it. But we have a stira. This braisa says lo yashkin behem loy behem toy, and here it says avo mashkeu behem asatzmoy. Says the Gemara, you have to say that there are two dinim, two types of behemoths that the two respective braisas are talking about. Kitanya hi l'shunra. The braisa that says mashkeu behem asatzmoy is talking about a cat, right? Shunra of chadgad yafein. So we're dealing with a cat. A cat is different, and Rashi says cats eat snakes. Let alone they won't be damaged or hurt in any way by eating food that has in it the venom of a steak. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, Oibazoi, the Chavre Nami. So why is it only Mashkeu, the Behemoth Atzmai? We made the Diak in the Braisa. It sounds like Behemoth Chavre or not. To the extent that the Behemoth that we're talking about in this Braisa is a Shunra, and a Shunra is not going to be hurt, so you should be able to feed even your neighbor's cat this Mashkin. So the Gemara says, no, the Chavre Kochish. Because if you're going to give it to your friend's cat, the cat is going to become weak, meaning it won't die, which is usually the anticipated outcome of Megulam, but at the same time it will be weakened. And being that it's going to be weakened, and I'll be mazik your friend's thing. The hakchasha is considered some sort of hezek. But the Gemara says, then you shouldn't be able to give it to your own cat either. Meaning, it's going to be makchashit. As a result, yeah, baltashkas. As a result, you see the venom is there, so it should be us to now go ahead and eat it. So the Gemara says, hadabari. Even though the cat will be weakened, so the cat's going to be in bed for a couple of days, but it'll run a little fever. You put it on antibiotics, and at some point, it's going to be okay. It's hadabari. And it's as a result, hemas atzma, your own cat's going to be fine, but your neighbor's not. We're going in circles over here. What's the difference between your cat that's hadabari and your neighbor's cat that's hadabari? So the Gemara says, because what happens if your neighbor wants to sell the cat right now while it's suffering from this virus? Right now, it's going to be a little bit weaker. Right when the buyer is going to do the physical exam on this cat, he's going to say, this is a shvacha cat, pun intended, and as a result, he's not going to want to pay good money for it. So, from the Chosha Mishpat perspective, you're a mazik, and it's for that reason it's going to be awesome. For your own cat, it's not a problem, because as much as it affects it, it only affects it in some temporary way, and as a result, you don't have to be worried about all the other problems. So, the bottom line is that when it comes to the laws of Megulim, it affects applies not only to humans drinking, it applies even to behemoths, stating that there's a special Shulchan Aruch when it comes to a cat. Why is a cat different? The leimazik le'eres. The shunra ocher le'chivya, says Rashi. Kal v'chaymer is not going to be affected with the venom, stating that your neighbor's cat is different. It is a nafkamina between your cat and your neighbor's cat. Zok de gemara vayte. We're going to do a major pivot now. And this pivot is going to take us into tomorrow's daf. And really, this pivot is going to launch the whole next part of the Masechta. I mean, we saw it already in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah that we learned on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. But really, now we're going to start getting into it. And the balance of today's daf is going to discuss the Yayin of Ovdei Kechavim. So in the world of fascinating sugyas, this is on the top of that list. And we're going to get involved in sugyas of Yayin Nesech, sugyas of Stam Yenam. Gemara is going to talk about, what about beer? Is there an afkamina between wine and beer? These are all dvarim ha'imdim berumay shal oyla mamish. We're going to see in the course of the daf a memra from Rava regarding wine, a memra for a papa regarding beer. This is a wine-beer sugyas mit ala pitchafkas. Now, the truth is that the wine sugyas in Masechtas Avodah Zarah start here in the second parak, but really it's the primary topic at the end of the Masechta. So, Beis Hashem, we're going to start it here with the Abyssal Raid in the coming days, not today, but in the coming days. Then the end of the Masechta, that's where it's going to be a full week of all things Yayin of Ovdei Kechavim related. Either way, Zokt Deheilige Gemara, a classic. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So Rav Asi said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan, who was quoting the Tana, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Shloisha Yehinei, saying there are three types of wines when it comes to the Yayin of Ovdei Kechavim. Yayin Nesach. The first category is Yayin Nesach. So what's Yayin Nesach? We have to read Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Shenes Nesach la'avoides Kechavim. Push it and prast. Somebody took wine and he poured the wine for avoides Kechavim. Now, just to be clear, one of the most common forms of idol worship was taking wine and pouring it to the Avodah Zarah. The truth is, la'havdol, Elif Alfei Avdolis, Viribe Revavis, in the Beis HaMikdash, we used to do Nisuch HaYayin. But in terms of the pagans, in their Avodah, they would do these wine libations, Adiyeh Mazeh, there are Ovdei Kechavim that do this Inyan. And as a result, Yayin Nesech in the world of Tekrevis Avodah Zarah always was on some sort of a pedestal, simply because it was something that was so common. Common to drink wine and common to pour wine, love it. But the bottom line is the first category of the Shloisha Yeinois, a Yayin Nesech, that's Yayin that was physically poured, love it. What's the halach of Yayin Nesech? One line. Aser Bahana, you're not allowed to have anah from it, meaning, Kal V'chomer, Zu Vein Tzarech V'chomer Zu, that can't drink it. So you can't drink it, you can't have anah from it. Additionally, Umetama Tumah Chamura Bekazayas. It's also Tomei. Now he's a Tomei, it's Metama Tumah Chamura. You know what Tumah Chamura means? It's Tomei as if it was a mace. Now, it's Tomei as if it was a mace. So the truth is, yeah, and it's based on a Gemara that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, and that is that Tikrovis Shalavai Dazara was treated literally like mason. And mason are Asabana, mason are also Tomei. Not only are they Tomei, Tumah Chamura, Paraduma, right? You have the halacha of Tumas oil. So there's a lot of chumras that you have in Tumas mace. Yayin Nesach, and really all Tikrovis of Avodah Zarah are Tomei. Tomei, Tomei Chamura, what's the shape of kezayis? Now, how do you come up with a kezayis when it comes to a liquid? That's not for now. But the bottom line is, the first category of the Shloish Yeinois is Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is Asa Bahana, number one. Number two, it's Metame Tomei Chamura bekezayis. Not only is it Tomei, it's Tomei Chamura, and the shear is kezayis. Stam Yeinim is the second category. What is Stam Yeinim? Stam Yeinim is where somebody buys wine from an Ovid Kechavim. So this wine wasn't necessarily poured Lavoi Dezara, but who made the wine? The wine was made by an Eni Yehudi, right? So Stam Yeinam is the equivalent thereof to Cholav Akum, right? So what's Cholav Akum? It's Cholav Shecholav Ayakum. It's milk that was milked by a cow. And who milked it? And Ovdei Kechavim did it. That, by definition, becomes Cholav Akum. Stam Yeinam means wine that was made in a vineyard that is owned and operated by Ovdei Kechavim. So what's the halach of Stam Yeinam? Aser Bahana. It's Aser Bahana. Certainly Asa B'shtiyah, but it's also Asa B'ana, U'metame Tumas Mashkin B'Revias. And it is subject to the laws of Tumah, stating that the laws of Tumah would be Tumas Mashkin, not Tumah Chamura, Tumas Mashkin, and the shear would be Revias. So, Al Rishon Rishon Val Achron Achron. Stam Yenim is Asa Bano. Why? Zoktei L'Gerashi. This is the top line of Rashi. Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Mishum Gzeiras Yayin Nesach. It's because of a Gzeira of Yayin Nesach. Meaning, if the Yayin was Nesnasich L'Avay Dezara, then it would be a problem. So now that it wasn't a sasech lavay dezoro, you're going to just tell me it's mutter, it feels a little uncomfortable. Chazal made a gzera, and they said, gzera mishum yayin esach, snam yayinam is going to be asr as well. And just like yayin esach is not only asr b'shti, it's asr b'ano, snam yayinam is also going to be asr b'shti and asr b'ano. It's metame tumas mashkim b'vriyas. What does that mean? So Rashi says, that just means good old-fashioned tumas oichlen. Meaning it's not tome pa'etzim. Yayin esach is tome. It's a shtik tumma, just like a mace. This, however, is just wine. That's all it is. It's no different than apple juice, which is just apple juice. The point is, mashkin can become tummy, and in that vein, stam yenim can become tummy as well. When mashkin becomes tummy, what is the sheer tumma? It's a revius. That's why stam yenim, the sheer tumma, is a sheer revius. And what's the third category? If somebody has his own wine, so this is wine with a badatz hashkach. But you now took your wine and you gave it to an oivik echavim to watch for you as a pekadin. Then the halacha is aseh b'shtia u'muta b'hana. That wine is going to be aseh b'shtia. You're not going to be allowed to drink it. But if you want to have anah, you're going to be allowed to have anah. Why can't you drink it? Because we're concerned that maybe the Ovdei Kechavim did a switcheroo. Maybe he swapped it. Maybe he swapped out your kosher wine with his non-kosher wine. And for that reason, it's also b'shtiyah. Now, it's only a chashash. That's why it's mutter b'hanah. Which, by the way, the Rishonim are bothered a little bit. Because if it's a real chashash, it's a shayla v'dei raisa. So if it's a shayla v'dei raisa, why should it be mutter b'hanah? But it's only a chashash. And for that reason, it's not as chomer. The bottom line is, it's going to be also b'shtiyah. And it's going to be Mutter Bahana. So what are the Shloisha Yenois? The first one is Yayin Nesach. The second one is Stam Yenim. The third one is Hamafkid Yenoi Eitzel Evi Kechavim. What are the halachas of the Shloisha Yenois? Yayin Nesach is Asa Bahana. Kavuchay Meshtia. And it's also Tomei Tomei Chamura. Mamish Tomas Meis. The Shir is a Kezayis. Stam Yenim is Asa Bahana. In terms of tumah, it's just regular mashkin, and as a result, it's metame, not tumah chamura, just tumas mashkin previous. And the third category, amafkid yenu yeitzel evik echavim, that's only asa b'shtia, that's going to be even mutabana. In terms of tumah, obviously it's metame tumas mashkin, it's mashkin, if it's mashkin, it's mashkin, it's no different. But the point is, where it baitzach is in terms of what the halach is regarding hana. Whereas the first two yenois are asabana, this is going to be mutana. Now, in terms of understanding these three, yayin nesach is the most chamer. Why is it the most chamer? Because it's tekroivis lavay dazar. Stam yenon is less chamer. In fact, the whole isra is mishum gzeris yayin nesach. And mafkid yenoi eis oivet kechavim. Why is that a problem? It's because of a chashash that maybe the oivet kechavim swapped out your wine with his wine. So the Gemara now is going to focus most of its attention on category three. And that is Hamafkid yenoi eitzel oivik echavim asa b'shtia umutte b'ano. Wait, is that true? But now we learned in the Mishnah. Hamafkid peiros of eitzel oivik echavim. If somebody has peiros and he gives his peiros to oivik echavim to watch for him, hareza ki peiros oivik echavim, the peiros now that he gets back has to be treated as if they're peiros of an oivik echavim. With regards to what Allah is, l'shvias ulamaiser. Say with regards to the laws of shvias, say with regards to the laws of maisers. Meaning, you have to assume that maybe this was cultivated during shvias. You have to assume that no one was ever mafresh maisers from it. But the point is, because of a concern that the person might have went and swapped out the peiros, so we have to treat the peiros literally as if they're the peiros of in Oivik Echavim. If that's the case, what's the Gemara's kasha? Category 3, Hamafkid Yenoi Eitzel Oivik Echavim. Asa b'shtia. Mutter b'ana. Why is it mutter b'ana? Why are we being mekel? We shouldn't be mekel at all. You see from this braisa that we treated mamish kepeirois of Shalevik Echavim. And if peirois of Shalevik Echavim, or in this case, Yainoi Shalevik Echavim is either is asa b'ana, right? Whether it's Yayin Nesach or whether it's Stam Yayinim, either way, it's going to be Asa Anah. So this should be Asa Anah as well. And the Gemara says, this case of our halacha, where you have Shloisha Yenois, where we say it's going to be Mutter Bahana, must be talking about a case going to Yichalei Karen's office. It's talking about where you didn't just give it to an Oivik Echavim to watch for you, but he was Miyachid at Karen's office. And Rashi adds a very, very important line. U'masaloi Mafteach, and in addition to being Miyachid at Karen's office, meaning I'm going to keep it in that corner, that place was on the lock and key, and the only person that had the key was the Yid. Oy asa chaysen. Or he made a chaysen. So what's a chaysen? A chaysen means you seal it in a way where if it was unsealed, it would be nicker that it was unsealed. So you have some sort of ziggle, right? Some sort of insignia in the area where this thing is closed off, so that if you open it, it's going to be naked. But the point is, either he gave the yid the key, or they made some sort of simin, a simin mufik, that there's no way to negotiate. He made a chaysim. In those cases, it's going to be okay. So again, it's a little ikachasim from the Gemara. The Gemara says, going to yichalei karen zavis. Rashi adds the critical line. Umasalei mafteach, oy aso chaysim. Meaning, enachanami, if you would just be mafkit to a nevi kechavim, then there's no kula in the world. Then it's literally kipei reisim shlevi kechavim. And in the case of yayin, it would be treated for sure not any better than stam yayin. But here we're talking about whether it was a karen zavis, umasalei mafteach, aso chaysim, then it ready to go. But the Gemara says, ihachi e bazoi. If it's talking about where it was Yichalei Karen Zavis and it was Masalei Mafteach and it was also Chayis, why is it also B'shtiyah? That it should be Mutter Lagamri. And the Gemara doesn't just ask him Yisfar, meaning in Yisfar it makes a lot of sense that it should be Mutter, but the Gemara backs it up with a Braisa. Rabbi Yechon once came to Parvet. Omar, he said, Kum Yesh Mishas Bar Kapara. Tell me, does anyone have any Mishnah or any Braisa from Bar Kapara? So Rashi says the rest of the story is Bar Kapara was from the city of Parvet. So he felt that the locals would probably know something that maybe Rabbi Yechon himself wasn't aware. So he said, tell me, does anyone know anything about Bar Kapara that they could share with me? So the Gemara says there was a Yid there who knew a Braisa. Tonale Rav Tanchon min Parvet. So Rav Tanchon, who was from Parvet, not shockingly, he had a Braisa and he told him the following Braisa. Mafkid yeinu yeitzalev kechavim. Someone is mafkid yeinu yeitzalev kechavim. Mutter b'shtiyah. You're allowed to drink it. And when Rabbi Yechon heard this kari alel, he was so excited and he said, oh, this is pshat in the pasuk in Shleim HaMelech. Pasuk in Kehelas. Mokim sh'ipale eitz shom yehu. The place where the eitz falls, that's where it is. As if this was Mekoyim Moishal Bar Kapara, and that's why Bar Kapara is there. Mar says, Shom Yehu, Sokol Daitch, Bar Kapara wasn't there. Tal Shom Yehu, Pei Roysa. Mokim Shenofalo Eitz, there'll be Peris. Peris HaNoishrim. There's going to be Peris that are going to fall off the tree that you're going to be able to access, which is exactly what happened over here. There was a Braisa from Bar Kapara, because of the fact that Bar Kapara was there. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that there's this braisa that says the following. It says, "Hamafkid yeinu yeitzel oivik echavim mutter b'shtir." Now that's pashat, that it's talking about Kigon Sheichalei Karen Zavis. And it was Moslem Yavtecha Yasa Chaysen. Because if not, then it's Kipirot Shlovik Echav. So for sure that's the case. And Voshteta, it's mutter b'shtir. It's afraid the Gemara. Again, if you're going to tell me the category three of talking about where he was miyachle Karen's office muscle nafteh, it should be mutter b'shtiyah. Number one in svara, and number two, I have a meisa shoya kachoya with a braisa. That's what we need. The braisa that said mefurish mutter b'shtiyah. Bal karchach, it's talking about this case. So the Gemara says no. I'm Rab Zera said loy kasha. Meaning, I hear what you're saying. Meaning, there's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's category three of a mafkid yenoi eitzel evi kechavim asa b'shtiyah mutabana. There's Bar Kapara's braisa that says mefurish a mafkid yenoi eitzel evi kechavim. They're both talking about going shichalei karen zavis mosal nafteach oichosim, but at the same time it's not a stira, you know, because har rabbi yezah har rabbanon. One braisa is rabbi yezah, the other one's rabbanon. The tanya, who's this rabbi yezah, who's this rabbanon? Echad alikeach. If somebody buys a little parcel of land, or if echad asoicher, or if somebody rents a bayis bechatzera shalav kicham. So somebody bought a bayis, or he rented a bayis in the chatzera of kicham. The point is, he doesn't live there. The kichavim lives there, but he owns this piece of property. So the halach is umalu yayin, if he filled it up with wine, umafteach oichosim beyad yisrael. But the yid himself keeps the key. Or there's some sort of chaysim. And the question now is, could you drink the wine or could you not drink the wine? So what's the case? The case is where there's a chatzar, and the kechavim lives in the chatzar. There's a bias inside that chatzar that either Yid owns or that he's renting. And he's storing wine over there. And it's under lock and key. He has the key. Or there's some sort of chaysim. Drink the wine or not drink the wine? What's the reason not? Because maybe the guy swapped out the wine and maybe now it's non-kosher wine. What's the reason yeah? Because it's under lock and key. There's a chaysim. So maybe it should be okay. It was a machlokes. This is a brayser. Rabbi Eliezer, mate v'chachamim meisrim. Rabbi Eliezer says mutter b'shtiyah. Chum say it's aser. Zok de gemara. Bar Kapara's brayser that said mutter b'shtiyah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's brayser that said that it's going to be aser b'shtiyah. That's going according to the chacham. The bottom line is, you see, it's a machlokes over. Now, why would it be aser b'shtiyah? Is a good kasha, and this is something the Rishonim talk about, but Loy alzeh anudanin at the moment. The bottom line is, you have a stira. Can you drink it? Can you not drink it? The answer to the steer is one is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the other one is going according to Rabbi Zokti. Gemara, what's the halacha? Amar Rav Chiya Breida, Rav Chiya Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav. V'amir da Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ze'iri, V'amir da Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Li Abba Bar Chama, Hachi Amar Ze'iri, three lines of names, halacha k Rabbi Eliezer. Shocking, right? Whenever you see that, it's a chiddush. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. That what? That as long as it's under lock and key, or there's a chosem, it's mutar b'shi, which in Svara seems to be the more logical, right? Why, if you have this grace of shmir over here, why would it be asa b'shtiyah? Right? So, afilu hachi asa b'shtiyah, we pass it. Not that way. Anyways, the Gemara says, the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. Amir Rabbi Lazar, the Amir Rabbi Lazar said, anything that you want to watch, right? You want to protect something, you want to make sure this thing is not being touched. If you have one chosen, it's considered shmira, chutz min ha-yayin, with the exception of wine, she'ein mishtamer b'chosem echad. One chosen is not enough. Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu yayin mishtamer b'chosem echad. Even wine can be protected with one chosen. And the Gemara says, even though at first glance it sounds like they're arguing, you think, v'loy pligi, there's really no machlokes, haka Rabbi Eliezer, haka Rabbanan. One was going like Rabbi Eliezer, the other was going like Rabban. Truth is, Tosis has a suffix, had a little pashup pshat in this Gemara. Tosis brings two pshatim. Tosis' first pshat is that what the Gemara means for like pligi is they weren't arguing. One was just saying Govashitas Rabbi Eliezer, and the other one was saying Govashitas Hachachamim. Hakom mishtamer b'chosem echad chutz min ayayin she'im mishtamer b'chosem echad. Rabbi Eliezer said that. Who is he saying over? He was saying Govashitas Hachachamim, that wine is not protected with a chosem. It's for that reason, hamafkid yeinu yeitzalov kichav masa b'shtiyah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan that said afilu yayim mishtamer b'chosem echad, oh, that was Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who holds that you're allowed to even drink the wine. He was saying over Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Ikad Amri, another lishna of what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar were saying, right? You notice this lishna, it's like a little dacha. Tosfos doesn't even know what pashup shat is. We spoke out one of two mahalchim in Tosfos, ayin shat. But the point is like a little funny, right? You have a machlokes Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan v'loy pligi. Rabbi Loza saying over the Chachamim Shita, Rabbi Yochanan saying over Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Right? You feel the Ikad Amri coming a little bit. But either way, the Gemara says Ikad Amri, a whole nother nusach and what the machlokes might have been. Amr Rabbi Loza said, Hakol mishtamer b'chosim b'toy chos. Everything is considered watch if it has a double chosim. There's a chosim, and that chosim is within the chosim. Chutz min ayayin, with the exception of wine, she'im mishtamer b'chosim b'toy chosim, that even two chosamos don't work. Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu yayin mishtamer b'chosim b'toy chosim. That even wine, if it's a chosim b'toy chosim, it's going to be okay. So in this machlokes, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds wine is not mishtamer b'chosim echad. The shaila is, what about two chosamos? Is two chosamos good? Or could be when it comes to wine, even chosim b'toy chosim is not going to be okay, says the Gemara. This machloikis, or this version of the machloikis, Rabbayu Kurabanan, must both be going according to one. Because again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we know even Chaysam Echad is already Mutar B'Shtiyah. So going according to Chacham, where Chaysam Echad is still Aser B'Shtiyah, it was also the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, right? What's the Machloikis? The Machloikis, what if I have a double Chaysam? Mar Sobar Ki Pligi Rabbanon Oled Rabbi Eliezer. When did Rabbanon argue Rabbi Eliezer B'Chaysam Echad with one Chaysam? Abel Chaysam B'Toy Chaysam Sharu. But if you have two Chaysam, it's going to be good. Mar Sobar Fidu Chaysam B'Toy Chaysam Asri. Even if you have two Chaysam, it's still not going to be okay. So this Gemara is a little revealing. We see now that it could be there's a very nuanced distinction between one chosim and two chosim. So till now we're talking about, was it protected? Was it not protected? Is there like a real chashash that maybe the guy tampered with the evidence, right? He tampered with the Indian here? Or is there no chashash? But now we're saying there could be there's an afkemina between one chosim and two chosim. So a double seal is better than only one seal. Says the Gemara, heichi dami chosim b'tay chosim. What's an example of a chosim b'tay chosim? So the Rishonim speak out that, I mean, what's a chosim? And then just multiply it by two, right? That would be your classic example of chosim b'tay chosim. So Rishonim say, Anachinami, the Gemara here is not giving us the most obvious examples of chosim b'tay chosim, but the Gemara is giving a few chakava ones, like a few ones that maybe you wouldn't have known, just a few halachos in the sugya of chosim b'tay chosim. So heichi dami chosim b'tay chosim. Amar Rava, Rava said, number one, agona apuma de chavisa. In the event that somebody has a chavis of wine, and he covered the chavis of wine with a agona. So an agon is a mizrak, Rashi says. It's like a bowl. So he puts the bowl upside down, right? And it's now going to be covering the top of the chavis. If it's sharika, if it's sealed down with clay, v'chasima, and there's a chosim inside the clay, inside the tit, havi chosim v'tai chosim, that's going to be a chosim v'tai chosim. So the truth is, it's not a regular class of chosim v'tai chosim, right? Whatever a chosim is, let's say the chosim is that ziggle, right? That simen inside the clay. So you would need that, and that should be inside something else that would have another chosim. That's pasha the way you would think of it. Over here, you just have a chavis that's covered. It's covered as a result, the goy can't get into the wine and swap it out. It's sealed shut, that's considered the first chosim, and then the chasima itself is the second chasima. Right, notice it's one chasim because it's sharika v'chasima. It's not chasima v'chasima, it's sharika v'chasima. But the fact that it's sealed with the one chasim, that in and of itself is going to be considered chasim b'tai chasim. Just two things that are worth mentioning. Number one, who said this? Rava said this. We're talking about wine. Fashesach Rava said it. Rava's the next five or six lines, right? All the wine sugyas, there's always Rava. Sometimes they're like very overt, like Chai Vinish Lepsumi Bepuria Adela Yadab and Arhamanu Baruch Martchai, or Seichet Adam, Eshkol Shalanovim, Mubarak Olav, you know, Kiddush Hayoyim, that you can make Kiddush on grape juice, right? Some of the big halachas when it comes to wine, and then this is a bissel mer agavdik. But the other thing is that why is this considered chaysim b'tai chaysim? So Rashi says, because really the whole Indian of chaysim b'tai chaysim is that the guy is chashur, that maybe he's going to swap out the wine. But at the same time, he's not going to kill himself. He's not going to waste a Sunday afternoon to do this. So how much tircha is he going to be willing to exert to go ahead and do this? If you have an agana, a puma de chavisa, and a trika de chasima, so right now the level of tircha that would be needed is the equivalent thereof to a chayslim v'toy chayslim. But either way, v'loy, in the event that it's not trika de chasima, it's not going to be enough. Another example, dikula umehadek. So the way Rashi explains this is a person had a chavis, and the chavis was sealed. A chavis magufa, Rashi says. And then the chavis was put into a dikula. It was put into some sort of basket, and it was fit into it tightly. Havi chaysim b'tai chaysim. That's a chaysim b'tai chaysim. Loi mihadik. If it's not fit into it tightly, loi havi chaysim b'tai chaysim, then it's not going to be considered a chaysim b'tai chaysim. What's the difference? If it's tightly in it, so really this person needs to do two things if he wants to do the swap. He has to somehow get the chavis out of the sal, which is going to be an avoida, and then afterwards he's going to have to uncork this chavis, right? He's going to have to unseal it. So there's two things that he needs to do, and as a result, we view it as a chaysim b'tai chaysim. Yeah, chaysim b'tai chaysim is like two pa'ulas over here. There's a tircha yaseira, and as a result, it's the equivalent thereof. Another example, Rava said, noid bidiskaya. What would be if someone had a noid? So a noid is a leather flask that had wine, and it was tied. And it was put into a diskaya shalar, this larger sack that's also made of leather, right? So you have the leather flask, which is tied, and it's inside this diskaya, this larger sack, which is also tied. So is that considered chaysim b'tai chaysim? Now, it sounds like, off the bat, they're both tied, so that might be like a classic example of a chaysim b'tai chaysim. But it's evident from Rava that this kesher is not really a chaysim. It's a kesher, it's not a chaysim. Again, this is very nuanced. But the bottom line is, noid b'diskaya, here's the halacha. Chasimas piv lemato. In the event that the way the noid was put into the diskaya was face down, so the kesher of the noid is facing downwards, it's on the bottom of the barrel, pun intended, right? It's on the bottom of this diskaya. Havi chaysim b'tai chaysim, then it's a chaysim b'tai chaysim. Piv lemailo, if however the opening is lemailo, yavi chaysim b'tai chaysim. Then already, it's not going to be considered chaysim b'tai chaysim. What's the vart? The vart is that if this person, all he needs to do is he has to get open that diskaya. And then, once he opens up the diskaya, the opening of the noid is going to be right there, just open it up. So then already it's not treated like a chaysim b'tai chaysim. If, however, even after opening up the diskaya, you're going to have to schlep out the noid, you're going to have to flip it around, and then, oh, this is already too much tircha, it's going to be different. Another halacha, the ikaya pume lagav. Let's say someone has a noid, this leather flask, and he tied it. After he tied it, he took the top, so if you can visualize this, he took the top of the noid, it's leather, so it's a softish, right, where the tie is, and he pushed it into the noid itself, which created now this little crevice. Vitzayer, and he tied that again. V'chosim, and he put a chasima, havi chosim b'tai chosim, that's going to be a chosim b'tai chosim. So basically, it's one noid. You didn't take a noid and put it into a diskaya. You tied the top of the noid twice. How do you tie something twice, right? So it's like a double knot on your shoelaces. How do you tie it twice? So what you did was you tied it, and then you took the area that was tied, and you somehow pushed it into the actual noid, which created, again, another perimeter that you can tie a second time. So you actually tied it twice. Something like this is going to be considered a chayisim b'toich. It's not the Gemara Vayta. Tanu Rabban, another price related to these halachas. Parishayna hayayimim. In the olden days, they used to say, so underrated, there's a lot of mishnayis, a lot of prices that talk about the olden days, right? We today, you know, we... The banksich, the git the tag, right? But even Bimei Chazal, they used to talk about Barishoina, the olden days. So Barishoina in the olden days, they used to say, Yayin shall inkushi. If somebody has wine, he purchases wine from inkushi aser. The halach is that this wine is aser. This is treated like real bad wine. And the reason is, Mepnei Bira Sarika, because of Bira Sarika. So what are all these places here? So Rashi, God, that helps you out. If you look at the last four lines of Rashi, Rashi's mamish. Sending you geographically to all these different places. En Kushi was Makam Kutim. Bira Sarika was a Makam of Avdi Kechavim. And it seems these two cities are very close to each other on the map. They're in the same zip code. So they used to say that if somebody buys wine, Shal En Kushi, it's considered Stam Yenam. You have to be Chayish, that it might be Yayin Esach. And the reason is because there were Avdi Kechavim that lived in Bira Sarika and were worried about those Avdi Kechavim. Now, one thing that's worth mentioning, we're worried about the Ovdei Kechavim of Bira Sarika. We're not worried about the Kutim themselves being Ovdei Kechavim. And the reason is because the Kutim weren't Ovdei Kechavim. Tana ben Shoyl, didn't we have a couple of days ago that the Ovdei Kechavim, that the Kutim were Ovdei Kechavim, right? They went on Hargrizim and they found Kutmos Yaina. It's true, but that was years and years and years later. So at this point, we're not holding there. In fact, but Barishayna, right? This is the olden days. So in the olden days, the Kutim are not Choshun on Avodah Zarah, but they're neighbors with Avodah Zarah because they live in En Kushi and they live in Bira Sarika. And if you weigh it, they're very close to each other. So as a result, we're worried about the Chevron from Bira Sarika. Maybe they went and they tampered with the wine. Therefore, don't buy this wine. Vishal Barkisa. So again, Rashi says, Irishal Kutim. Asr, there too, the wine is asr. They fire Parshai, because of the Kechavim that live in Kfar Parshai. Vishal Zagdor, again, Rashi says, Kutim, Asim Ibn Kfar Shalim. Here, Rashi doesn't tell us what Kfar Shalim is, but I think we can figure it out. Kfar Shalim means the Ibn Kfar Shalim. The bottom line is that you were not allowed to buy from certain villages of Kutim, even though really that Kutim, they Yidden, so what's the problem? This is Fishon O Yayin Nesach there. I mean, again, Hashkothically, maybe, but they're not, there's no Yayin Nesach going on over there. They don't believe in Tarish Baal Peh. Certain Oifanim. But again, there's no Yayin Nesach going on over there. The problem was that their neighbors would Oifdei Avodah Zarah. And because their neighbors would Oifdei Avodah Zarah, it's for that reason it was an issue. Chazru Lehmi, then they came around. You know what they said? Chaviyos Psuches Asurbis. If you buy a Chavis that's open, it's going to be Asur. Stumais, if however you buy it and it's sealed, Mutah, it's going to be Mutah. The Gemara says, what was this before and after? Mikar Maik Savar Lebesoif Masavar. Zatma Mikar Savar. In the beginning, they held in Kuti Makbid Amakit Oivik Echavim. They saw that the Kutim were not Makbid if an Oivik Echavim touched that wine. Oh, Oivik Echavim touches the wine, he might have poured it Lavi Dazar. Chash Yai Nesach, boom, you have all the sugis of Yai. And therefore, they felt, it's always going to be awesome. Then they felt, you know something? It's true that Kutim are not always Makbid. But the only time they know Makbid is Napsuchais. In the event that the Chavis is open, if it's closed, Mikbid, Kapid, then they're ready Makbid. And it's for that reason, to the extent that what you buy is Stumais, you don't have to worry about it. So they used to think that they were never Makbid. They're never Makbid, you never buy wine. Not because of what they're going to do, but because of Makbid Chavim. That's why it's only Negeya. Zip codes where Ovdei Kechavim live side by side with them. However, they came around and they realized that it's true that Kutim are sometimes not Makbid, but they sometimes are Makbid. They're not Makbid when it comes to the Psuchais, they're Makbid when it comes to the Stumais. Now, why would they be Makbid when it comes to the Stumais? Because they want to sell it to the Yid. And they know the Yid's not going to buy it if there's a Chashash. So because of the business sense that it made for them to be Makbid, they started being Makbid. So they weren't worried about the Chashash, but they were worried about the Keshen. And it's for that reason, just for financial purposes, they decided to be Makbid. Now, Tosfos, at the bottom of Tosfos in the Yomid, asks a very obvious question. So what's the halacha? If you want to buy an open barrel, you can't buy it. Why? Because maybe a guy touched it. But if it's sealed nice and perfect, then you want to buy it, you can buy it. Frank Tosfos, every sealed barrel of wine was once open. And if when it was open, they weren't makbid, so then when it's sealed, right, the wines don't come sealed. They get put into the chavis and then they get sealed. But it was psuchais, fire, it was stumais. So if it was psuchais before it was stumais, it should always be a problem. So Tosfos says you have to say in pshat that Anytime it's stumais, it means they knew meikara. It was once going to be stumais, and they were makbid even when it was psuch. There's no other way to learn the gemara. So they chap that this wine at some point is going to be a stumais, and when it's a stumais, they're going to. So they used to hire a rabbi machsher again, not for themselves. You could have a yehudi, a non kosher, not non kosher, but a non Jewish company that's going to hire mashkichim. Why? Because they want the OU symbol, so like this revenue will go up. So they were doing the same exact thing. But as long as it's in a stumais now, that's a igloy milsalam afreya. That from the time it was ready psuchas, this is something they were being very sensitive to. So again, what's the bottom line? In the olden days, you were not allowed to buy wine from kutim in certain areas, but they lived side by side with the kechavim because the assumption was they were not makbid at all in mago over the kechavim. Came around at some point. We came around. We said psucha is anachinami, but stumais is going to be okay. Faith gemara kasha v'remini hashleach chavish liyam biyad kuti. If somebody sends a chavis of wine with a shliach and the shliach was a kuti v'shel tzir v'shel murius biyad evit kechavim, or he sent tzir and murius, different types of like fish sauces with him evit kechavim im makir chaysamai v'stamai. If you recognize the chaysam, meaning there's a real simon over here, then and it's sealed. So the halach is mutter. It's going to be mutter bim lav, and if not, aser, it's going to be aser. What's the kasha? We need one part of this. We need hasheleach chavish al yayin biyad kuti. The halacha is, if it's closed and you recognize the chosim, so in that instance, aser, it's going to be aser. What does it sound like? If it's closed but you don't recognize the chosim, or there's no chosim at all, if it's just closed and there's no chosim, so the halacha is, then it's going to be aser. I thought stumois is mutaris. That's the Gemara's kasha. He tell me stumois is mutaris, and he is saying hasheleach chavish biyayin biyad kuti. And again, you're sending a biyad kuti. But just to be clear, if this price would have said a shleich chavis shal yain biyad over kechavim, there's no sheiches. A guy is more chomer. But this is kuti kuti, luxerious shah. It's the same kuti. So you're telling me the kuti is not so makbid a mag over kechavim. But if it's sealed, then he chaps. For business purposes, it's kedai to have the OU symbol on it. So okay, so if you tell me you're allowed to buy stumas from the kuti, so how come a shleich chavis shal yain biyad kuti, the halach is, unless he's makr chaysam, as long as it's sealed, it should be mutter. So the Gemara said, Abzer, so the kash, you have to say, Kan be'ir, kan be'derech. One is talking about in the city, and the other one is talking about baderech. In the city, they're very careful, because they chab to mashkiach, people are watching. But baderech, that's already different, right? Once a person's on the road, sometimes his religiosity suffers a little. And as a result, baderech, then they're already a little bit less makbid. But maskefla, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the obvious question, midi hanach te'ir le baderech asu? So if you buy it in the city, it didn't pop out of the ground. It came from the feld somewhere. It came from a vineyard, right? It came from Napa Valley. It made its way somehow to New York. That was some point baderech. So if it was at some point baderech, so then you shouldn't be able to buy beir. If you can't buy, if that chashed baderech, you shouldn't be able to buy beir either. El am Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Ben Agito Shaninu." You have to say that the original brayso that said Stumais mutarois, that was talking about where the person was buying a ben hagitois. Given the kuliyama afri, because ben hagitois, what does ben hagitois mean, first of all? It's like between the wine press. So that was a populated area, at least amongst the chevra that worked there. And being that that area was populated, so it's for that reason, mirsis. The person has a mirsis. Amar, he says, hashti chazigli mafsi, if someone's going to see me playing around with it, then I'm going to get him in trouble. So ben hagitois, that's the only place it was mutter. But once it already departed, the ben hagitois, Baderech, Be'ir, then already you have to be chash. And it could be even Be'ir, there wouldn't be a chash, but Baderech would be a chash. And once Baderech is a chash, anytime it's Be'ir, you know at some point it was already Baderech. So again, just an example, if you can't take a price out of context, this halacha that says, Meikara, it was always a problem, Chazru Loimar, Stumais Mutaris, you have to read the not fine print, and that is Chazru Loimar, Stumais Mutaris, only Ben Agitas. But if it wasn't Ben Agitas, then it's going to remain Aser. Either way, we're going to shift our attention now, rather quickly and dramatically, from Yayin of an Oiv Kechavim to Beer of an Oiv Kechavim. Itmar, Mipnei Ma, Asru, Sheikha, Shal Oiv Kechavim. Why is Beer of an Oiv Kechavim a problem? Now you're going to tell me, I don't know if wine is a problem, I could hear why beer is a problem. Yeah, I mean, there's a tzad hashava between wine and beer. They're both alcoholic beverages. I mean, personally, I don't think you can compare, but they're both alcoholic beverages, right? So being that they're both alcoholic beverages, so it's for that reason that in some sugyas they come together, right? But, you know, by a shalom zacha, you could serve wine, you could serve beer. But over here, we're handling yayin nesach. That's what's going on over here. Nobody was menasach beer. lavi dezara. And as a result, if nobody did that, so why in the world would it be aser? Mamish Tami Ram didn't know. Mipnei ma asru sheicher shal oiv dekachom. So the Gemara says it was machlik. It's Rami Bachama Rabbi Yisrael. Rami Bachama said name Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnas. Because we're afraid that if you're going to be allowed to have a beer with any Yehudim, so it's going to lead to a certain kurva, a certain closeness, which may lead to intermarriage, Rachmano Litzon. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, Mishum Giluya. It's related to yesterday's daf. It's related to the way we started today's daf. It's related to the sugya of Megula. Right, the Gemara, Giluya. Giluya Demai. Where exactly are you worried about Gilui? Meaning, what does Gilui mean? We're afraid that Nechashim are going to come, they're going to pause a little bit of an Ilema Gilui de Naziyasa. Do you mean Gilui of Naziyasa? Meaning, while the Sheikha Rashi says is in the Gigas, right, while it's in the big vat, and it's doing its thing, so it's left exposed sometimes. And because it's left exposed, so there's a chash megulim now. Oh, maybe that's a good reason you shouldn't be able to drink it, but the Gemara says, nami madlinon. We do it. So obviously we don't think it's a problem. Now, you'll say, why do we do it? First of all, I don't know. It's not a gay of this halacha. But rather, if you want to know, the reason is because by beer, there's no problem of megulim. Just because of the acidity of the beer, whatever it is, there's no problem. The bottom line is, you see, it's not an issue. Vel de chavisa. Maybe what it means is that while it's in the chavis, so it went from the gigas into the chavis, it's still left uncovered overnight. But the Gemara says, Ananami Maglino, we do that too. So the Gemara says, like, Tzricha, you have to say it's talking about Ba'asra de Matzlumaya. It's talking about in a place where the water that was used in the production of beer was left out in the open. It was there, milot matzu. Matzu means clear, right? So they leave it out. They wanted the water to clear. But the bottom line is they would leave the water exposed. Water is subject to the laws of Megulin. A Yid would never leave water exposed overnight. The any Yehudim did. That's this other reason of why Sheikh Shalev Dikham would be around. The Gemara says, but if that's the case, there should be a carve-out in the Salacha. Why? Because anytime you're worried about Megulin, we know that if the beverage ages, it's not a problem. Because the ones that had the venom in it didn't age. So you should be able to drink aged beer. The Amar Rebbe, didn't Rebbe say, Yashin Mutter, because Eima Nichel Yashin. Anytime there's a Chashash Megulim, to the extent that it aged already, there's no problem because the venom doesn't allow it to be Yashin. Or Hechmetz Mutter. Another thing he said was, not what we need the first part. But in the event it turned vinegar, also it's Mutter, because Eima Nichel Hechmetz. Mara says, true, Abgzeir Yashin Atachatash, based on Abgzeir. So bottom line is, Mepnei Ma'asru Sheikha Shalav Dikichavim, to Sorry. One is Mishum Chasnus, the other one is Mishum Giluya. What's the Giluya? It's the Giluya of the Mayim, not the Sheikha, because we also are Megala Sheikha. It's the Giluya of the Mayim that was used in the production of Sheikha. Says the Gemara, two anecdotes. Actually, three anecdotes. Number one, Rapapa Mafikin Leila above the Chanusa. Rapapa would sometimes drink the beer of Ovde Kechavim. So again, here's Rapapa and beer. But Rapapa would sometimes drink the beer of Ovde Kechavim, but he wouldn't enter the store. They would bring it to him outside, would take it to go. Say they would bring it to him by above the Chanusa, and that's where he would drink it. Rabachoy had a different meaning. Maisle Lebes of Ashasi. He would mamish take it to go, but he wouldn't even drink it outside at the entranceway of the Chanos. He would bring it to his house. What's going on over here? I thought Sheikh Azasa. Because they both held that what's the Yisoid of the Isser, it's related to Chasnos. And as a result, they felt the only time it's a problem is if you actually drink it in the pub. Right? You drink it mamish with them. But if you drink it outside, it's not a problem. So what's pshat in the shinui between these two minhagim? Where a papa drank it above the Chanusa, Rabachoy brought it to his house. Rabachoy obed archaki yiserta. He wanted to make an extra archaka. A third minig was Rav Shmu Bar Bisna. Shmu Bar Bisna iklim Margivon. He went to the city of Margivon. Isli Chamer, they brought him wine. Vlayishni didn't want to drink it. Isli Shikhar, then they brought him beer. Vlayishni, and he didn't want to drink it. Now, the background to this is that the people of Margivon were Yidin, but they were Chshudim. They weren't makbid on the laws of Yayin. So, he didn't want to drink the wine. And he also didn't want to drink their beer. Somebody said, Bishlay Mechamra, I understand why you didn't want to drink their wine, Mishum Shimtza, because he was afraid it might be Stam Yainam. How do you know you're not drinking the Yainam of Nevi Kicham? If they're caution on this, like the Kutim, right? So if they're not careful, it should be a problem. Oh, but Shichra Mishomai, what's the problem of Shichra? And the way the Rishonim seem to explain the Kasha is that if you hold that the reason is Mishum Chasnos, see, here they're Yidin. At the end of the day, you're going to marry a Yid. What do you have to be worried about? Bishlay, if you're buying it directly from Nevi Kicham, so that's a problem of Chasnos. But over here, you're buying from Yidin. So if you're buying it from Yidin, there's for sure no problem of chasas. What if the issue is Mishum Giluya? Right? Maybe the issue is Mishum Giluya. So if the issue is Mishum Giluya, so either you could say that the Maksha is assuming that that's not what the issue is, that it's Mishum Chasnas, or maybe even though they weren't Makbid, they were Chashid when it came to Yai, maybe they weren't Chashid when it came to Giluya. But anyway, that's the Gemara's Kash. Gemara said Mishum Shimsa the Shimsa. There is really no reason for him to have had a problem. right? But the reason he had this chumrah, Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, that is because he didn't want to drink the wine, and if I'm not going to drink the wine, I'm also not going to drink the beer. It's a gzera de gzera. The ik gzera was mishum de yayin, but this is something that he incorporated in the ik gzera, mishum shimtza de shimtza. More anecdotes related to this sugya. Omar Rav, Rav said, hay shikra da arma. If you have shikra that came from an arma, from an eina Yehudi, shari, you're allowed to drink it. However, the chia bri loy nishti, mine, but I don't want my son chia to drink. So Mar says, Marashat, ishari, if it's mutter, then the kuli amashai should be mutter for a son also. And if it's also, the kuli amashai should be also for everybody. El Rav sovi mishum giloy. Pshat is, because Rav held that the reason is mishum giloy. Right, we have these two, or really three reasons already why maybe it would be also. Either mishum chasnas, or mishum giluya, or shimsa de shimsa, because of gzeir, right? So Rav held that the reason is mishum giluya. V'ozl miroira de kashusa, v'kolile, zihar. But what happens is that the bitterness of the hops, the kashusa goes, and it destroys the problem of giluya. But if somebody's not well, it's actually going to be counterproductive to him. It's actually going to end up affecting him. The chi bri, however lucky, he said, my son chi is not a well person. And as a result, he should not be drinking this beer. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, kol hashrotzim yesh lehen eres. All shrotzim have eres. Meaning, when you learn the sugya magulim, you keep talking about nechashim, nechashim, nechashim. We have nechashim today, we have nechashim today. Really, all shrotzim have eres. What's the difference? And why are we talking about the nachash? Shall nachash memes? Shall shrotzim ene memes? The nachash has the ability to be memes, but the ones from the shrotzim don't have the ability to be memes. The ma'naf kemina, there is some level of sakana. You have to know that. There is a level of sakana. Now, didn't upgrade to the level of all the sugyas we're learning. That's when there's a chash nechashim. But really, kol hashrotzim yesh lehem eres, they just don't have the ability to be memes. Shmuel once told Chia the son of Rab, Bar Arya. So what does Bar Arya mean? So it's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim. Some say Arya sometimes means the Torah. Rami Loshin, Urien, Urien Tlisoi. Bar Arya, Ben Torah. That's literally what he told him. Tov Emelecha Milsam Alya said to have Omer Rab Avuch. Come, I want to tell you something very geschmack that your father used to say. So this is probably talking about after Rab's Petir. We know Rab was much older than Shmuel, even though it's always Rab and Shmuel, but Rab was really much older than Shmuel. So it sounds like Rab's not alive anymore. And Shmuel tells Rab's son Chia, no, I want to tell you, nobody knew your father better than me, right? So he says, let me tell you something from your father. Hachi Omer Avuch. Hani Armoi. These Armenians, Zukani, actually Nefuchim, they're bloated. The reason they're bloated is Davishasi Giluya, is because they used to drink Megulam. Now you'll tell me if they drink Megulam, they should die. Abavalei Mesu, they don't dry. Because Aidi the Achli Shkatsim Ramasim Chavon Nafshai. Because they also eat Shkatsim Ramasim, and because they eat Shkatsim Ramasim, the Shkatsim Ramasim counters the effect of the Gilui, and it's for that reason they end up living. But you want to know why they're bloated? It's because this is what happens when a person is not makbid on this Inyan of Megulam. It's interesting that Shmuel is telling this to Rav's son. See, from the previous Gemara, that Rav's son wasn't well, and Rav himself was giving Toychacha. He said, even though I let people drink beer, because the Ochshash is Mishum Giluya, and I don't think it's a problem when it comes to me, but not you, because you're not well. So there was this sense that he wasn't well, it seems like, and he's looking out for him. So Shmuel is looking out for Rav's son all these years later, and he tells him that this is something of, I want you to be careful about. Now, as it relates to this Gemara, there's a Nifle D'Gicham Sofer that we've spoken about many times over the years. Maybe we'll talk about it in the next day or two, but if not, I am related rate lights. Amar Rav Yosef said, Hai chalo de shikra, vinegar that comes from sheikha. So sheikha that goes bad and now became chaymetz. The arma, if it was from any Yehudim, aser. The halach is, it's aser. And the reason is, the ma'arbi badur dai di ainesach. So this feels like a Macallan sugir, right? Why would this be aser? Because it's cherry cask. Oh, that's why it's a problem. It's because they have the shmarm, the sediment of yayin nesach that's mixed, right? Certain scotches have yayin shayla. So this beer had a yayin shayla, right? All the fun is starting in the next couple of weeks, by the way. But there's a problem here. The problem is because of a chashash yayin esach. Even though we're saying now that it could be, it is mutter to drink beer, right? Different shaylas over here. Sometimes yeah, sometimes not. Big tall and achren. Well, not achren. Not me wrong. We'll recap it in a second. Not achren. I'm wrong. But the point is that when it comes to chaymetz of sheikha, that's already different. Because there's sediment of wine. Oh, there's wine. Wine is a problem. Rav Ashi said, umi oitzer shari, if you get it from the oitzer, right, all the good schayr is in the oitzer. If you get it from the oitzer, then it's already mutter, because given the arvi bay misra sari. Because if it really had this sediment, then it wouldn't last so long. It wouldn't be in the oitzer, right? You'd pour it out and it would be taka chaymetz. It wouldn't be good. So if it comes from the oitzer, then you don't have this chash. And if over there you don't have this chash, in that case, it's going to be okay. So once it's chaymetz, it's more chomer, unless it comes from the oitzer. If it comes from the oitzer, then already it's going to be mutter. The bottom line is that we talked about yayin shalev dikachavim. We talked about sheikha shalev dikachavim. We sort of did the yayin in the first part of that. What's the recap of the sheikha part? You let it buy beer from every chum. First glance, why not? What's the problem? The yayin issue is not, for sure not a problem. It's not, there's no yayin nesach problems, no stam yayin problems. So what would be the problem? Damiron weren't sure. What emerged was three possibilities. Number one, chasnus, which is a yayin sugi also, which is coming up next week, Beis Hashem in the daf. Additionally, there might be a Megulim problem, not leaving the beer uncovered, but the water that was used in the production of beer. And number three, Shimtza de Shimtza. It could be Gzeira, Ati Yayin Nesach. It's clear from the Gemara Miram would make it when it came to beer. It's clear. It's clear. Which is why, by the way, you can buy a Heineken. But it's clear that Miram would make it when it came to beer. There's no Shaila in the world. Now, different Amiraim had different kulas, but the bottom line is that for sure there is makom lahakel when it comes to sheikhar, certainly way, 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 way more than when it comes to yayin. We are going to stop here. Beis Hashem again. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk about yayin again. And Beis Hashem Yisbarach, b'li neder, b'li shvua, maybe in the next day or two, we'll start getting into the real yayin sugyas. But for now, just one rabbi that's really yisoidi. It's a hashlama to something that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta. And I think it's just a little bit of a finality, a hadron type read by it on the first part of the Masechta, which ended in the last day or two. And that is, the greater part of the second parak in Masechta Avodah Zarah, the parts that we've learned up until this point, dealt with different halachas related to Ovdei Kechavim being chashudim. The parak began, that if you have a pundik and you want to lease it out to an Ovdei Kechavim, you're not allowed to put a behemah there. And the reason is because the Ovdei Kechavim is chashin on revia, and it's one of the Sheva Mitzvah Neich, and you're going to be over. A woman is not allowed to be miyached with an Ovdei Kechavim, even if ishtoi imoy, because he's chashin on gilei arayis. No person, for that matter, is allowed to be miyachid with an Ovdei Kechavim because he's chashin on shvichas dam. We saw a Mishnah about not allowing a Jewish woman to use a midwife, a miyaledes, that's an Ovdei Kechavim. Because the miyaledes is chashin on shvichas dam. Rav Meir said, even if there are people there, the Ovdei Kechavim is going to find a way to maybe cause problems. Ovdei Kechavim can't be a main nekes for the child of a yid. A moil, if you have a roife, right? Yomul kuti val yomul ovdei kechavim, because they're chashid. And even if there are people there, but yeah, maybe you'll turn the child into a krushavcha. Major, major chashashas that are flying all over these sugyas here as it relates to ovdei kechavim being chashid. So here's the question. Does this relate to the ovdei kechavim shebizmanenu, or does this not relate to the ovdei kechavim shebizmanenu? This is something that's halacha l'maisa, all these different halachas. Not using a barber, that's an ovdei kechavim, right? That was a good one. These things negeya bizman hazeh, or are they not negeya bizman hazeh? And I just want to say over the shaila with a sharfer nosach. And that is, if you think about the first 30 or so dafin of Masechta Avodah Zarah, I think it's a tale of two sugyas. I mean, really, it all dealt with Avodah Zarah and Ovdei Avodah Zarah and Ovdei Kechavim. But really, the first part, and really the first parak of the Masechta, dealt with halachos that are negeya interacting with Eino Yehudim because of the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, which is the second of the Ten Commandments, which is arguably the most chomer Isra in the entire Torah. It's the reason the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, etc., etc., etc. It was so chomer that the Anshei Knesset Gedola had to be mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah because they realized we're going to build the second Beis HaMikdash, we're fighting, going to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. But the point is, the first parak really dealt with halachas related to Avodah Zarah. Don't do geshaft with an Ovid Kechavim Shloisha Yom Lefnei Edeyem because he's going to be Azul Umayta and you're going to be Ovid V'Shem Lemachem Leiseskiv Leisham Apicha, or you'll be Ovid Lefnei Ovid Leisit. All those sugyas were related to the Iker Isra of Avodah Zarah. The sugyas that we learned in the second parak, the latter part, are not related to the Isra Avodah Zarah, or Shaychis. It's halachas that are negeya oivdei Avodah Zarah, but really ain't Yehudim. People that are not, maybe shayim retire mitzvahs. So, they're chashed on revia, they're chashed on shvichas damim, they're chashed on gilei arayis. It's not the same thing. May inyan le inyan very much ba'isa inyan. But it's not the same thing. Now, as it relates to the sugyas of Avodah Zarah b'zman hazeh, that we tackled already in the first parak. But that's something that we went through. The Akim Shebizmanenu, are they Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Are they not Ovdei Avodah Zarah? What's the Maram Akim? Tosis right in the beginning of the Masechta. Tosis Avodah Zarah Tabez Amanal. Tosis Bechayrus Tabez Amibes. Tosis Shabbos Samach Gimel. It's the same exact Tosis. Where Tosis seems to say that Ovdei Kechavim are not Muzer on Shittuf, and being that the Akim Shebizmanenu were all Neitzrim, and they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're also Meshativ Dvar Macherim. So if they're not Muzer and Shittuf, it comes out that they're not really over there by the Zohar. And the Ramah brings in Aruch Chaim Simen Kufnun Vav, and the big tumul, are we meant to take the Ramah literally? Did he mean that they're not Muzer and Shittuf, they're Mamish not over there by the Zohar? Or does it mean Klapi the Isra of Lo Yishna Malpicha, the Chuvah Snaidib Yehuda, and Madur Tiyana, which wasn't written by the Snaidib Yehuda, was written by his son, Reb Shmuel Landau, and the Gevaldike Chuvah for Reb Kiv Eger that he wrote to Reb Shleim Eger, and Reb Yoina Landstorfer, and the Shara Frayim, and that goes from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. This is something that we tackled. Oh, and by the way, the tremendous distinction that Rabbi Avad Yosef wrote about in all his tshuvas, that all of the chumras in this sugya is only to give the Neitzrim, but the Yishmaelim, there's no shittu by the Yishmaelim. And it's often in Rambam's and Chesmachal Sassuris and elsewhere that Yishmaelim are for sure not over the Vaidazar. That sugya, that whole shmuz, at first glance, has nothing to do with what we're discussing today. Because that was only gave the Isser Avaidazar. That's the first parakin of Avaidazar. Yesh Lacha, what about the second parakin of Avaidazar? Where you're dealing with over the Avaidazar, who are chashut, maybe no maybe, no, do it to Isra Avaydazara. So if that's the case, is this something you have to worry about as Zman Hazeh? It's not something you have to worry about as Zman Hazeh. So I started being ma'ayin a little bit. This was something that was making me curious. I just started going through sugya by sugya. Just take a look at the Rishonim. Just give you two samples. What was the first halacha of the parak? Ein mamida behemo bepuntikoyis shel oivdeke chavim. That's the halacha. Tosfos asks the kasha. What's going on over here? We're violating enough in a Mishnah. Says Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam said, "The Samchin and Ahad Meshani Rapados. We're being soimich on what Rapados said. The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel. We're not going to chase Daf Chav Gimel. The Moikim Asnisan Karabliyaza the Chayish Lerevia Ubraisa. Remember, there was a price that said you're allowed to buy behemoths for carbonos. Aye, why? We're not Chayish Lerevia. And the Gemara went through two Daf from this Shiloh, and we had a whole Shiloh. Why? Yeah, why not? One Daf from this Machse, one Daf from less Machse. This so you went 7.5 years and a day. But the bottom line is, what came out? We came out that according to Rabbadus, the way you miyash of the steer is that the Mishnah is going Alibi the Rabbi Yazah, he's Chayish L'Revir, and the Bride's going according to Rabbadus, he's not Chayish L'Revir. Said Rabbeinu Tam, Anan Kamin and Kerabonon. You want to know why we're Mekel? We're Mekel because we hold like the Rabbonon. We hold. It's been Machloike Shnuya. It was a whole Shiloh. And by the way, Tosfos, in the end of this Tosfos, it's a real Kloli Ashas Tosfos. So we put asterisks. We try sometimes next to these Rishonim that come up here in these Gemaras. Tosfos has a whole thing. Why would we paskin like that pshat in the Gemara? There was so many different ways to be miyash of the steer. This is the best Eitzah. This is Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan. So there's a classic Kloli Ashas Tosfos there. But the bottom line is Tosfos was muching. What's going on? Why today are we not mocked? It said Rabbeinu Tam. You know why? Because we paskin that. I mean, the reason it's mutter today is because it was mutter yesterday. It was mutter by Rishoyno. It was always mutter. Because this whole chash was shitas Rabbi Eliezer, vanan loy kaminon loy. Because it was a mafurish abraisa. You let it buy behemoths from them for a carbon. Obviously not chayish for you. Didn't the Gemara have other eitzes? Yeah, but we paskin like this eitzah. That ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabban. The Rajba in a tshuva was asked this question as well. What's going on over here? Why are we not makbet? It said the Rajba, ha idna. Because today goyim and achashan on revia, and therefore mutter lahamid behemah bepuntekoy shalahem umoichlam behemah gasa yidei sirsa. Today it's going to be mutter. Sounds like it's a machlokes rishayim. Rabbeinu Tam held, and this is in Ashkenaz, by the way. Rabbeinu Tam held that. Really, they're chashed today just like they were chashed yesterday. Nor was even yesterday they weren't really chashed l'halacha. For that reason, today it's going to be mutter. The Rajba said, no, I think nishtana adairis. There was a time that they were considered chashed, but today already they're not considered chashed. One more example. In the sugya of Meinekes, right? Are you allowed to use a Meinekes of Yichav? Toysis in this often art. Much is very much. What's going on over here? Why is a mutter? And Toysis struggles with this question. The Ritva on that Gemara says, quote,
there are people that are even more mekel, afilu brishus anachris, even if it's brishus anachris. And they say shebizman hazeh lekoch hashash shefichas domim. The Islam Amos Machos. Today they're not chashe anymore on Shvichas Dam. There was a time where they were chashe on Shvichas Dam. Oh, but this manenu they're not chashe on Shvichas Dam. Sounds again like it's a machlokes Rishayim. Toisus L'shita Sayo seems to think that they're still chashe. However chashe they were, that's how chashe they still are. Whereas the Ritva says that no, today they're already not considered to be chashe on Shvichas Dam. So again, a very cursory iyun in the Rishayim would seem to yield that there was some sort of machlokes Rishayim here. Whether or not they were, if the Chacham was still considered chashud or were not still considered chashud. But there's a fascinating postscript. It's not a postscript because we have work to do still. But there's a fascinating
postscript to this discussion, and that is something that we talked about very, very much when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, and that is the infamous debate between Rabbi Chiel Paris, one of the Bali Toisvis, and the Meshumid Shem Risham Yerkov, who's known as Donin, that was in the year 1240 in the city of Paris, in front of the King of France. So, again, when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, we talked a lot about this. And the background is that there were a lot of Noitzrim that felt that the Yidden should be allowed to practice Judaism. Freedom of religion, we're not debating that. But at the same time, they shouldn't be allowed to study the Talmud. And the reason is because the Talmud is a toxic work, and it's for that reason they should not be allowed to study the Talmud. This idea picked up so much steam that the King of France, King Louis, decided that we're going to have to duke it out. There's no way to resolve this issue other than have some representatives of the rabbis, people that are considered masters, experts, gurus in the Talmud, they're going to come. The prosecution's going to come. There's going to be a trial. It's going to be done in a very public setting. And based on the outcome of this trial, we will determine whether or not the Jews should be allowed to study the Talmud or should not be allowed to study the Talmud. Now, to be clear, it wasn't Judaism that was on trial. This was not the Vikuach of the Ramban in front of the Sultan of Spain. This is not Nazrus versus Yahadas. This was the trial of the Talmud. This is literally what it was. There's a prosecution, there's a defendant. The defendant is the Talmud Alein. And the Talmud is standing trial right now, and the determination is going to be, can a Yid study Talmud, or do we have to ban the Talmud from being studied? Now, if you go through the trial of the Talmud, there were many different categories of points that the prosecution was coming from in terms of why the Yidden shouldn't be able to study the Talmud. Obviously, Rosh V'Rishon was different references to Yeshaya Noitzri. And they felt if the Talmud speaks in a derogatory way about Yeshaya Noitzri, that's grounds for abolishing and banning the study of the Talmud. Additionally, they felt and argued that a lot of the halachas that are mentioned in the Talmud to them seem silly. And this is something we've spoken about in the past. Right? Well, what's the classic example of this? Moilach. That if someone's nice and mizari la moilach, so then the halacha is he's considered someone who violated the law of moilach, he's a bichai misa. But if somebody gives kolzari, mizari like kolzari, it's not going to be a problem. And to them, this was absolutely ridiculous. Me'inyan le'inyan, kasha zoman v'loi kasha osam. So we did fartiger raid bites on both of these. But the bottom line is, this was like a whole category of things that bothered them. Different agata was something that they felt the Jews needed to defend. But ashenigei le'inyoneinu, one of the big points, if not the biggest point, that they were coming after the Yidden was, is they said that if you go through the Talmud, there are a lot of derogatory things that the Talmud says about the Ein Yehudim. And because we have all these different derogatory things that are being said, so I don't understand how you can allow them to study the Talmud. I mean, look at what it says. Look what it says about us. So why would you allow them every single day, B'Kedusha V'Tahira, to study things that are saying things that are very, very against us? And this was something they felt very, very strongly about. And as a result, this was a main point in their prosecution and their argument of why the Yidden should not be allowed to study the Talmud. If you go through that chelik of the Vikuach, kemat every Gemara that we learned in the last week, the Masach Tzvei Dezar is quoted. Kemat every single one. In fact, they even quoted Gemaras that we didn't learn because of censorship. I'll just mention one, which is very, very interesting, and that is Tosfos on the top of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis in Masach Tzvei Dezar. So the sugi over there is talking about Ovdei Kechav Mevroi Behem Adaka, Loi Mailin, but also the Loi Meiridin. Tosis asks Akash, I'm reading Tosis. The top Tosis on Chavav Amibes. Dibra Maschav Loi Meiridin. Im Taim Afrei Tosis. I'm reading in Masech de Soifrim. It says in Masech de Soifrim, Kosher Shepiknanim Haroik. Kosher Shepiknanim Haroik. You let it kill the Kosher Shepiknanim. So if you let it kill the Kosher Shepiknanim, so what's going on over here? Loi Meiridin? Kosher Shepiknanim. This is not the best. Haroi, kill them. So of course the Allah should be my reading. Says Toys V'Yishloim. The Yerushalmi, the Masech Tes Kedusha Mefarish, the Hainu B'Shas Mocham. The only time that's true is in a Shas Mocham. Umevi Raya, and the Yerushalmi brings a Raya from the Pasuk that says Vayikach Sheish Meis Rechav Bachor. Talking about Parai. Mehechon Hayu. Where did he get them from? Me'ayori Yis Tvar Hashem. He took What's the kasha? How did Pari have Bakar to go after the Yidin? How did he have all these susim, right? Sus, the fair that went to the Yam. Where did it come from? L'chayra, weren't they killed already by Makis Barad? The Teretz Nizkos, all those ferrets came from the Hayorit Varashem. So that's the kasha Sheshep Iknanim. Haroig, it's talking about like that, which was a Shas Mulchama. That's what Tosfos says. So yeah, Tosfos has a kasha loy ma'im v'loy meridin. Harmimisach the soim, kasha Sheshep Iknanim Haroig. The Teretz isn't Yerushalmi's Mavur. Now the emes is like this. If you look up this Yerushalmi, you're not going to find this whole shtickel Torah. Yerushalmi, Kedusha, Mefarish, Tahinu B'Shas Mulchama, doesn't exist. We don't have such a Yerushalmi. Does it mean that the Taka wasn't such a Yerushalmi? Tosfos made up a Yerushalmi? Here, right? Da'al Hakim B'Ramiza? Like, what went on over here? But what's interesting is, if you look at the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi is in the end of Masechta Kedushin. Why would this be in the end of Masechta Kedushin? Because what's the mission in the end of Masechta Kedushin? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, the name of Abishal, Hachamorim, Ruban Rishon, Hagamolim, Ruban Ksherim, Hasaponim, Ruban Chasidim, Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim, Kosha Shebetabachim, Shutofe Shalamot. That everybody knows. And the Yerushalmi brings a Braisna, and the Braisna has an expanded list. Roiv Chamorim Rishonim, Roiv Gamolim Ksherim, Roiv Safonim Chasidim, Roiv Mamzerim Pekhim, Roiv Avodim Geim, Roiv Bnei Avois Baishonim. Roiv bonim doimel achioim. We heard that one. Kosher she beroifim legehenim. Hakosher she bitabachim shutav shalamol. Tani Rav Shimon Bayichai. Hakosher she begoyim haroig. Hatoiv she benochoshim ratzeitz es moichai. Haksheir she benoshim balas kshofim. Ashrei misha oiser rotzen amokim. This is the way the Braisa concludes. So it's a Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi that Tosfos was referring to. Now Tosfos uses the lashon kosher shebeknanim haroig. The lashon Yerushalmi we have is a kosher shebegoyim haroig. And then Tosfos says, "I am Yerushalmi, a whole shtickel Torah." We don't have the shtickel Torah over here. But either way, this Gemara was front and center by the Meshumid Donun, and he was all over this. You realize what you say in the Talmud? What's going on over here? Now, if you look at Rabbi Chiyomi Paris's response to that question, he says over this Tosfos. Imamish says over this Tosfos. Maybe that's where this Tosfos came from. But the bottom line is, he says over this Tosfos, he says, take a look at the Yerushalmi, or don't, and you'll see there that this is what's going on. But the bottom line is, but this is the feel a little bit what's going on. I'll just read a few excerpts. Now, I only have it in English, this part of it. And as a result, I'll read it in English. But just to get a little bit of sense. There is also, this is Dunham talking, Gentiles who eat insects and reptiles and pollute their bodies, and we are as despised among them as grasshoppers and flies. You also say, when a Gentile touches wine, the wine is prohibited, even if the Gentile is an infant of one day old. And you say, all scoffing is prohibited, except for ridiculing idolatry. I'm skipping a little bit. You also teach, do not place cattle in the inn of Gentiles, as they are suspected of immoral behavior with them. And an Israelite woman should not be alone with them, because they are suspected of immoral behavior. And a man should not be alone with them, for they are suspected of bloodshed. An Israelite woman should not act as midwife for a non-Israelite woman, and not nurse her son, as she would be raising a child of idolatry. And you say it is forbidden to give a free gift to a Gentile because of the statement in Deuteronomy, you shall not show them grace. Thus, it is forbidden to say to a Gentile, how handsome is this Gentile? As it says, you shall not show them grace, meaning that you shall not ascribe to them attractiveness. Regarding the matter of a lost article, you say that it is prohibited to return it to its Gentile owner, because it says that encouraging of Gentiles will lead to the utter ruin of moist and dry alike. This is Hina and Eva. Either way, he goes on and on and on, quoting chapter and verse, all these Gemaras that we'll learn. So what did Rabbi Chaim Paris do? Like, how do you get out of this? So Rabbi Chaim Paris's Mahalach was, and really this is Lashitasai with his Mahalach throughout the entire debate, which we talked about a little bit in Masach Sanhedrin. And that is, Rabbi Chaim Paris said, you have the wrong guys. You have the wrong Ovdei Kechavim. It's true. It's true. The Gemara says it. We're not debating that. We're not negotiating that. But the Gemara was talking about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Gemara was talking about the Mitzrim, who the Yidden had come from when they left Mitzrayim, and the Knanim, who inhabited the land that the Yidden were going to when they left Mitzrayim, and they were immersed in all this terrible behavior. And he says, I want to ask you a question. He turned to them. He said, let me ask you. Do you think you should be suspect of bestiality? No, right? We don't either think so. Do you think you should be suspect of maybe, you know, all these different types of Zachin? The answer is no. We don't think it either. But we can both agree that there was a time in history that people were very much immersed in this. We know it. And really, that's circa the time of a lot of these halachas. So, of course, now that there's been an enlightenment in the world, and now that the Ovdei Chavim are very much on the same page, and they practice some form of monotheism, so yeah, of course, today this is not something that's relevant. When you have the wrong guy. There's a mistaken identity over here. I don't know what you want from our lives. You're making us meshuga because we said things about a group of people. It's not you. Where's this Rabbi Chilmi Parizel Shitasai? This was Rabbi Chilmi Parizel Shitasai because that's how he got out of Yeshay Anoitzri. He said, you have the wrong Yeshay. Right? That was his famous line. He told him, not every Louis is king of France. Not every Yeshay is your Getchka, is your Yeshay Anoitzri. He said, the Yeshay Anoitzri of the Gemara and all those derogatory lines that you're going to find is not referring to your Yeshay Anoitzri. It's different Yeshay. And said Rabbi Chilmi Parizel, almost Lishitasai in terms of the strategy of how we went about it. He said, you have the wrong guy. He didn't fight him. He didn't debate him. He didn't deny. He just kept on saying the same thing. You have the wrong guy. You're Yeshay. That's not Unzer Yeshay. And he said, in terms of all these Gemaras, the Gemaras are talking about the Knanim. These Gemaras, right? Toiv Shebek, Kosher Shebek Knanim Aroi. Look at that nuance of what Toisus was Magia. This is, I think, this Tosfos here. I think it's coming from this debate a little bit. But the bottom line is that it's Kananim. You have the wrong person. So you have the wrong person. I don't know what you want from my life. And this is the way he went about the entire debate. Now, the postscript to this, of course, we know was, you know, Chilasai good, Vesayfai was terrible, terrible. In the beginning, the sense was that the Jews had won the debate and they were allowed to continue studying the Talmud until a few years later. The terrible Gzeira of the Sreifas HaTalmud came about, which, of course, you know, resulted in Ram Rutenberg's kinah. This is something that, you know, these days now, you know, we're already close to Tisha B'Av, Yidden Mourn, and we think about, and we're misplaining about, goes down as one of the great tragedies in Jewish history. But the bottom line is, it all came from this debate. But in terms of the lumdus of going about it, Rabbi Chilmi Pariz's position was defensive. No question. It was a defensive position. But the way he went about this whole sugya was, you have the wrong guys. There's nothing to talk about. Those, if, you know, the Neutzman are chashed on this. Why would you be, when did we ever say you're chashed on this? And as a result, we mean pagans. They used to eat human flesh. You know, again, we don't appreciate the debate. The Ram talks about this in the Moira. He says, we're so removed from the pagans, it's so hard for us to understand this whole Indian. But these were subhuman people. They were. They were very, very different. And as a result, Chazal viewed them in that way. And they had a whole different inya, a whole different nusach of how they went about it. But they didn't mean someone that's not Shem Torah. It's not what they meant. They didn't mean someone that's an oral. They were not referring to that. It's a terrible, terrible mistake. Just to bring out the point a drop better, and we're going to end with this. And that is, one of the things we've mentioned many times over the years is censorship in Svarim in more recent times. Specifically in the city of, the great city of Prague. You know, we talked, when we were learning Masech Teshuvos, about the tshuva that the Neid Yehuda wrote to the censor of Prague, Father Leopold Tirsch, right? Neid Yehuda addresses him as Futir Tirsch. And then we spoke about the tshuva that Neid Yehuda's Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Lazar Fleckless, wrote to the next censor of Prague, Carl Fischer, who he was very, very close to. And he too wrote a tshuva about swearing and Shvuah Shekin, Nikita Schefetz, what about the Zayer? Fascinating, fascinating noise. But the bottom line is that censorship was a very big deal. And it's for that reason, Adayim Azeh, you could open up Svarim, you know, open up a Tzlach, open up any sefer that you know is Prague affiliated. You're going to see in the front a few things. Number one, there's a shtempel from Leopold Tirsch or Carl Fischer. And not just that, there's always a little bit of a disclaimer. The disclaimer goes something like this. That anytime you see the words Akum mentioned anywhere in one of these Svarim, we don't mean the Noitzim Shebizmanenu. This is always the disclaimer. This was a very important disclaimer. Again, if you know, you know. Rabbi Lazar Fleckless Alein, the great Goyen, in his Akdama, to his Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuva Me'ahava, he didn't just make a disclaimer. He wrote a little chibur. It's called Ksusei Nayim. So he mamish doubled down on this Indian. He said, I'm going to write a whole kuntris, and the objective of this kuntris is to debunk this theory. Now, we mentioned this Chibur Ksusei Nayim once. We mentioned the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma when we were learning the sugyas of Gezel Akum, what we refer to as the censored sugya. And then we gave a shout out to this Ksusei Nayim. But I think it's kedai to go through it a drop better. It's not long. A drop better. This is how he starts. I think this paragraph tells you everything you need to know from this sugya. That is, Omer HaMechaber, from the day that I became intelligent. Shamati es tlunois ha'umois. I heard the arguments of the umois. Shamalinen aleinu. They complain against us. Shenimtze b'talmud, that you can find in the Talmud. Ubiyesechi burim and other svarim. Harbe nats of eshimtze. A lot of negative things. Alamim on the nations of the world. Ubavur zen. It's because of this godla hasina. That this tremendous anti-Semitism. Nikima unetira yesera. Gamalenu, on us. Gamal atalmudim, or on the Talmud. Bavli v'yirushalmi. Vani said, Rabbi Lazar Flektis, Kol yom I gadalti bein chachmei ha-Torah. My whole life I grew up between the chachmei ha-Torah. Harbi lamadati me'avoysa. Umisifri ha-Kodesh ha-Rishonim v'achronim yoysimim. Listen to this, l'shonei azav. He said, I learned so much from my fathers and from my rabbis. More from their svarim. But from their Talmuds, and from their Talmuds, Pavli and Yerushalmi even more than them. Yogati, he said, I was miyageya, v'loy matzasi, but I couldn't find. Shemetz dover hamisnagid umes bezmarazeh. He says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I couldn't find one thing that's not something derogatory about the umes ha'ilam bezmarazeh. V'amarti, so I said that I'm going to prepare kuntres hazek suseinayim. And v'hu legiloye nayim, lifkoyach einayim ho'ivrois. The purpose of it is to open up the eyes that can't see. Leida, ulihivada, ki sheker nochlum me'avoysam. That the umay so'ilam who say what they say, they inherited sheker from their zedas. V'sinas chinom sinunim. V'nehepchu hadvarim. And it became something which is so terrible. Rabbi Seinu Bali Tamaz Achreinu Levracha, Tzivulanu, Vizirzu Eisanu, Lahachzik Toivu Lechol Uma V'Uma, Shanachnu Yoshim Tachtehem, Vishloi Lassis Ovel V'Oven, Lechol Am V'Loshim Baretz, Af Le'ela HaMizavchinu Maktiru L'Tzivei HaShemayim, Even Toivu Deyabu Yizara, Kolshkein, Hu Umais Mikam Adoyreis, Ubezman Hazeh, Kashavar, Ashtei Osa Klolim, and he said, I'm going to explain now 11 Klolim, on this in your Mehem Pratim E Mispar, and Pratim this, I can't even count. He says, I believe that this whole notion that open up the Gemara, you're going to see things that are connected. The Umay Soilam, it's anti-Semitism 101. It didn't create the anti-Semitism. It came as a result of the anti-Semitism. It's mamish fakert. Sheker nochel umeyavoysam. And that's what caused this whole thing. And he goes through his 11, mamish very short, you can go through it very easily. 11 klalim, different ideas related to this thing. Just to get an idea. The first one, this is the one that we mentioned in the Bava Kamma. He says something that's mamish, unbelievable. He says that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, It's in Kapitel Kuf Lamed He. He said that as it relates to the Oivdei Kicham, Atzabeim Kesev Vizav, Masi Yedeyota, right? Pel Lehem V'lo Yedaberu, Aznayim Lohem, right? He starts talking about the Oivdei Avodah Zara and how the Avodah Zara is a mamish nothing, and as a result, the Oivdei Avodah Zara are nothing. Then he says, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Hashem. Base Aharon Baruch Hashem, base Alevi Baruch Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hashem, base Yisrael, it's called Yisrael. Base Aharon are the Kohanim, base Alevi are the Levim. Great Rabbi Elazar Flektis, who's the Yirei Hashem then? Base Yisrael, base Aharon, base Alevi, Yirei Hashem. Base Yisrael, base Aharon, base Levi, you covered everybody. Who else is there to cover? There's nobody left. So if there's nobody left, who are the Yirei Hashem that are Baruch Hu Hashem? Says Rabbi Elazar Flektis, I believe the Yirei Hashem are referring to the Ovdei Kechavim that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They keep Shev Mis Bnei Noach. They try. These people, they're the Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world with different umos, right? Just like within our umo, we have different shvatim. This Beis Aharon, this Beis HaLevi, within the world, there's different umos. And different umos have a different tafkid. And as long as every person from their respective umo is doing what they're supposed to do, then it's Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem. There's nothing to talk about. It's something that is admired. It's something that David HaMelech looked up to. And said Rabbi Elazar Flektis, it's pasha to me that that's what's going on over there. Says Rabbi Elazar, and really, if you go through his 11 klolim, right, mentions 11 klolim, his ikrim in this Indian, this is ikra aleph. I'll tell you, ikra beis is v'chiyishal ha'shoyo ma'dinam le'in g'zeyle v'neva v'oishek. So that's the gezalakum p'chelik. He says, gezalakum is aser. I don't know what you're talking about. Gimel, he says, what about k'nevis das? Gnevis das a problem. He says, of course not. Ayin chulin daf tzadik dalid. A whole little paragraph. Shulchan Aruch Chayshu Mishnah Reish Chav Ches. You know that. Do you have a gnevis das from Levi Kechavim? He says, I know what you're talking about. He says, dalid. Ad kan loy chaz yisi v'lei biyarti el medvar menoy gibe mamen. Ein hevdo ben Yisrael la'amachar. But What about, are you allowed to hate an Oyvei Kechavim? What about sin? Do you have to love an Yehudi? Or are you allowed to hate him? So he says, it's so poshit. Al tihi baz l'chal adam. Chal adam means even Oyvei Kechavim. He says, in Mishnah Novus, Rabbi Shua Omer, Ayin hara, v'yetzer av v'sinis habriyos. Sinis habriyos? Sinis Yisrael. Sinis habriyos. You see, maitzinis adam in oilam. So you see, sinis habriyos is something that's considered to be a very, very bad thing. The next thing he says, what about lidroish b'shloimam v'tevasam? Right? You like Yisrael Aleichem? You let a look to do good? It says it's a pasuk in the Torah. He says, what's the shaila? He said, "V'avi raya brurois min haTorah, min haNeviim, min haKsuvim, min haMishnah, min haGemara, min haTorah." Half of it. He says, "I'll bring you raya after raya." He says, "It says by Amun Umayev lo sidrei shloim v'tayvasim kol yemechal oylam." It's dafka Amun Umayev, and there's a special reason for that. Masha enkel kaluma, and even then, if that dayr is first, you have a responsibility to answer back. Lo yisaseiv mitzri kiger yisav artzai. He says this idea that Oyvei Kechavim are hefker, it's just not true. It's fake news. Vav. Are you allowed to be Kairos Bris when an Oyvei Kechavim? He says, you want to know about that? He said, Pikachti einai velibi kol hayomim. Hishtakel b'shloisha avos. V'yatabali de shayla. He says, look at the three of us and you see you're not going to have the shayla. Avram Avinu did it. He said, Yitzchak did it. And Yaakov did it. In Zion, he says, "Vim be'ele lo yivases fekusecha v'tishal l'shmi v'upele be'necha." Are you allowed to lend money to an Oyvei Kechavim? Says in Kesatal v'zami, but he brings rayas from Gemara and halacha avada. You're allowed to lend in Ches. He starts talking about what about giving tztaka? Says, of course, im me'machin bi'adaniy akum b'leket shekupeya mefarnes emaniy akum maniy Yisrael. You find David HaMelech, he sent gifts to Chanon and different things. And then he says, maybe you're still not going to be happy. You're going to still, what about evading taxes? That's something that you're not allowed to do. Bekitzer, he goes through everything. He played defense and he played offense. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, yeah, there is an Indian, there's different Gemaras, because once upon a time there were people that were poshet in a min hayishuv. And those people that were in a min hayishuv, they were choshet on a lot of things. These were not regular people. It says you're allowed to kill. Yeah, that's if he's a roider. If he wants to kill you, of course you're allowed to kill him back. But in terms of just going ahead and hating Oyvei Kechavim, or not treating them like people, what are you talking about? He says, the Rambam says, the chasida umar yisraelim have a chelek gedolim haba. What about the ones that are not chasida umar yisraelim? What about the yidden that don't do what they're supposed to do? Avada. Yeah, there's something, you have to earn your ticket. You want to punch a ticket, you got to earn it. No one's denying that. But at the same time, this idea that the Oyvei Kechavim were treated, said Rab Loz of Fleckless, called Yomai Yogati Vele Matsasi. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, this idea that every single time there's a Gemara that is a little sideways, we go ahead and we interpret it somehow for the bad. He said, it's because Sheker Nochalu Me'avoisam. This is anti Semitism. The anti Semitism came first and then the Rayas came second. It's not the other way around. He said it with such a confidence. And this is so classic, Rabbi Loz of Fleckless, and it's so classic Prague. It's so classic Prague. Because every Prague Sefer has a little bit of a disclaimer. Rabbi Loz of Fleckless did what he did better than anybody else. With his poetry, with his sensitivity to knowing how to interact with Oyvei Kechavim. With an appreciation for what it means having mispalel b'shloim shel malchus. With all of that, he went, took a defensive tack, but also a very much offensive tack. And actually, if you go through it, it makes a lot of sense what he's saying. It's very much Nikarim Divrei Emes. It actually feels very, very reasonable. Either way, this is always a fascinating topic. All part of the censored sugya. By now it's already the censored sugya. It's just a little bit of a hashlama to what we spoke about. In the first parak, this is the second parak, and I think now with a clear conscience, we can go right there, and we can get into Stam Yenom, we can get into Chol Stam, we can get into Paspalter, we can have a lot of fun, Bezer Hashem, in the Dafin and the Sugis coming up in the next few weeks.